Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Today's article, titled Confident in God, was written by Kimya Loder. A 2018 study of adults in the UK found that, on average, they checked their smartphones every 12 minutes of the waking day. But let's be honest, this statistic seems extremely conservative when I consider how frequently I search Google to find the answer to a question or respond to endless alerts from the texts, calls, and emails that come to my phone throughout the day. Many of us consistently look to our devices, confident they'll provide what we need to keep us organized, informed, and connected. As believers in Jesus, we have a resource infinitely better than the smartphone. God loves and cares for us intimately and desires for us to come to Him with our needs. The Bible says that when we pray, we can be confident that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. By reading the Bible and storing God's words in our hearts, we can pray assuredly for the things that we know He already desires for us, including peace, wisdom, and faith that He'll provide what we need. Sometimes it may seem like God doesn't hear us when our situation doesn't change, but we build our confidence in God by consistently turning to Him for help in every circumstance. This allows us to grow in faith, trusting that although we may not get everything we desire, He's promised to provide what we need in His perfect timing. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that I can come confidently to you in prayer, trusting you have the power to supply all my needs according to your will. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.